Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This is the midday show. You want to get in 215-592-9494. How you join the show?
You don't have to pretend
about the Phils like, today.
The YouTube audience can see.
No, Hugh's not here right now. I'm telling you, man. Hugh was on one today. He's in a great mood today. Like, he feels especially chipper.
He's in a pleasant mood. You'd be surprised how many times he just leaves the studio.
Yeah, I feel like I'm bringing your guys' mood down. You're in vacation mode. Hugh's in a great mood today. I'm the cranky one.
Hugh just took a vacation.
I had a pop up. No, I was in the hallway talking to everybody.
Yeah, he's just congregating.
You left with like a minute left of the practice.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
I turned around, I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, the light's red. I gotta go back to work.
Well, the best is when like you'll be doing a show with Jody, and Jody will go out for one of his smoke breaks, and you know he'll just be lost.
Yeah,
I think that happened on the morning show.
It did, and then I think they called his phone. He left it in the studio.
Jody's an OG.
Every producer has been there with Jody. Like, I used to produce in studio. Kyle did for a number of people.
What happened? So since we're here now, y'all putting business out there. What'd he do?
No, Jody he always would run down for his, 5 minute smoke breaks, and it was always a race against the clock. Would he be back on time? And he always was. I mean, Jody has it timed out to a science. But
so wait a minute.
If you're the producer,
let me get this straight.
You're always worried about it.
Since we're here.
It's in the back of your head, at least.
Yeah.
So during the break, Jody would go down there and what you call that?
Rip a heater. A lawn dart.
Rip a heater. Now.
Just like Zach Wheeler.
See, now I had this visual.
You love that term.
Because it's like. Back in the day when I was younger, you know, Newports used to be drinking like the MD 2020.
Ugh.
Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Gross.
Just Mad Dog.
I used to do the Hurricane 40s in college.
It did rip a Newport. I could just imagine, you know how much smoke you gotta suck in? Like you down there on the clock.
So disgusting, man.
You know what I'm saying? I got 2 minutes to rip this heater.
Let me see. That's how Wheeler felt between innings last night.
I'm just saying that the way that cigarette just goes down fat, that has to be crazy. Like that, man, that's crazy.
That's how Zach Wheeler felt with this offense.
That's the OG move right there, though. Shout out to Jody Mack.
You know, the offense isn't hitting. Wheeler's down ripping his heater in the clubhouse between innings.
And drinking Old Natty.
Yeah, he's got to get down that quick. 215-592-9494. Are you more encouraged by the Phillies starting pitching or discouraged by the lineup and the lack of production? One of the things we're talking about today. Get back to the phones in 1 second here, but did want to mention a couple updates on the starting pitching staff. Aaron Nola obviously remains out. He went to Clearwater last night. Now, I was down there doing the show yesterday morning with Al. We could see Nola was out in the bullpen throwing his bullpen session. Couldn't tell too much how it went, but apparently it went pretty well for him. He went down to Clearwater.
You couldn't tell?
No, I couldn't tell.
What use are you?
We're in our booth behind home plate. I'm about 500 feet away. But from what I could tell, his mechanics looked fine. But Nola down in Clearwater will be there through the break. Then we'll rejoin the team, and they'll see if he is ready to do rehab starts then. Hopefully that'll be the case. Ranger Suarez, though, this raised some eyebrows when he came out Saturday through 5 innings, was only at 80 pitches, but came out of the game at that point. Here was Topper on why Ranger came out then.
So in June, he had 6 starts, 5 of them 7 innings, 1 of them 6 innings. All of them 94 pitches or more. So we went into today just trying to pull back a little bit. So he had an 85 pitch limit today.
Now, I'm okay with that, Hugh. I think if whatever you need to do to keep him healthy, whatever you need to do to keep Ranger pitching throughout the course of the season, because last year the workload early obviously caught up with him, was right around this point where he started to fall apart. Where are you on that? I'm okay with limiting his innings, if it needs to be the case moving forward.
Yeah, if you want to keep him for the long haul, you know, and earlier, he had issues with Tidy back last year,
Here we go.
No, I was gonna keep it clean when he has some life changes, some major life changes. So, yeah, you wanna try to keep Ranger as healthy as you possibly can. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So, and that's what you want to do is make sure he stays healthy. Yeah, it was the family coming over.
I didn't say that.
All right, all right.
I left it alone.
Just trying to recall.
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You think we forget what you say, Hugh? We remember everything you say.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't say it today.
Okay, that's true.
But I was thinking it.
Heavily implied.
I won't put words in your mouth. So Ranger dialed back to 80 pitches. And then, you know what this leaves us with, guys? This leaves us with tonight we have Christopher Sanchez pitching. But tomorrow night, what says 945 West Coast Baseball better than number 99, Taiwan Walker?
Taiwan, coming
on the
back.
Mound.
He back on. He back on.
Toeing the rubber tomorrow night. And I'll just say this, man.
That's the one. That's the one right there.
Yeah, you and your Taiwan.
This is ridiculous.
We got to get Hugh a Taiwan jersey.
No. Like, no. All I remember is the day that he was on the mound. We were at the ballpark that day, this year.
Uh-huh.
And, man, people were feeling some kind of way about it.
Because you fed the people nonsense.
Yeah, but he went out there and he did his thing.
So Hugh's a Taiwan guy, but he's not a Zach Wheeler guy. Insane.
No, I'm a Zach Wheeler guy and a Taiwan. I'm a Zach Wheeler guy.
I don't think so.
He's
just number nine on my list. That's
number
it.
Nine.
No disrespect.
Yeah, it doesn't seem
no
like
disrespect.
He had his fingers crossed behind his back when he said that.
No, I believe that wholeheartedly. And he came out and he had a couple other outings where he was pretty good. And then we relegated him to the bullpen because Ranger wants to get paid. He wasn't happy, but he did it. He was a team player. Now he's back in the lineup.
Yeah,
don't know what we're going to get, though.
Yeah, he should pitch where they tell him to pitch. I mean, he's making $18 million.
That's easier said than done.
A year to not be very good. But this is the problem that I have at this point. Because they send down Mick Abel. Where's Andrew Painter? Can we just bring him up? I know his numbers in AAA haven't been great. I don't care. Like,
Rushing the kid?
You're wasting his innings down in AAA. If he's throwing either way, just bring him up. It can't be any worse than Taiwan. Like, Painter needs to get work. We're going to need to rely on him at some point.
He got rocked in the bullpen a little bit, huh?
Taiwan? Well, yeah.
He stinks. I mean,
I have trouble finding a place.
Say that with all due respect. He stinks.
He does.
Just bring up Andrew Painter.
Kyle, what was that? Yeah.
Well, grumble. That's
how I voice my displeasure without swearing. Sometimes.
We'll worry about that tomorrow night.
Would you guys bring up Painter? To make the start instead of Taiwan.
The way this pitching staff is pitching right now, probably not right now. I mean, this doesn't feel like earlier in the season when, Nola got, I think when Nola initially got hurt and we were discussing it, don't feel like that. Not yet.
I'm okay with them sitting him through the break because that was the plan. They'll shut him down through the break, and then he'll come back and hopefully pitch well the rest of the season. But I just look at it like this. Like, okay, you have a certain amount of innings that Andrew Painter has available this year. What's the point of wasting him in AAA when he could be up here? And if he doesn't, like, the thing that I don't get either is this idea that, if a guy comes up and doesn't pitch well, he'll be ruined forever. Like, that's not going to be the case. If Painter comes up and he doesn't pitch well, okay, you send him back down, he'll be fine. Nothing's going to happen to ruin his career.
But, like, I feel like it's sort of to what Hugh's saying. It's not urgent that we need to fix. Like, the fifth starting spot, okay, whatever. I mean, Taiwan, he's not going to make or break the season by throwing him out there a couple more times. Like, just let Painter get ready to go.
Well, I can't wait to check in with you on Wednesday after Taiwan goes two innings.
See,
and gives
that's
up
what I'm saying.
Runs.
I think he's going to get you.
Well, you know how he was talking about pushing Gummy Night back?
Yeah.
Maybe Tuesday night is a fun night to do the gummies.
Gummy night on Tuesday night. Yeah. Gummy night in Taiwan.
I don't know. I don't want to force the whole Andrew Painter thing. Like, the starting staff is good enough to where it's not like, wow, we desperately need to call this guy up. Like, let him go get his innings in AAA. He hasn't pitched in 2 years. Like, I'm not worried about his future. But I want him to at least be ready so that he can fill some kind of role for this team late in the season.
But how's he going to be ready if he's not pitching in the major leagues?
He's not ready to come up to the major leagues in general yet. Like, I think that's pretty clear.
That's
he's not
true.
Pitching well in the minors. He's going to get rocked here.
He pitched five innings the other night. He gave up four
Kyle's
runs.
Kyle's slowly coming back.
All of them were in one inning. He's fine. He's ready to go.
Hold on. I don't know if he's just fine. Like, if he was fine, I don't know. Like, it feels like the Fleas want him to force the issue and force his way up by his own merit. So, like, if you were doing that, maybe he'd be up by now. Maybe they would say, with this whole Abel thing, Painter's ready to come up. They clearly don't feel that way, and I think there's a reason for it.
Well, they could be wrong. I mean, they also don't think Justin Crawford's ready to come up.
Well, and I think they're right about that.
I don't think they're right about that.
You know what, dude?
He's on his way back. But he got one more segment.
But I look at the guy who started for the Reds yesterday, Chase Burns. This guy's number two prospect in all baseball. They've kind of sped him up to the major leagues this year. He started in he was in single A in April. Now he's up in the majors, and it's been a little up and down. But watching that kid yesterday, he's got elite stuff. And if you have elite stuff, I don't know. I think he can pitch at this level. But if you want to get in on that, do you
think Taiwan has elite stuff?
No, I don't. Who would you rather see start in the fifth spot for the Phillies moving forward, Andrew Painter or Taiwan Walker? Man, the two Taiwan guys here.
No.
Unbelievable.
No.
You're a Taiwansman.
I'm just not a Taiwan pro Rush Painter right now. That's all. Anti-Taiwan. Can I be anti-both?
You're anti-Painter?
No, I'm anti-bringing him up today.
Let's have some fun here.
I'm not desperate. We're talking about how good the starting pitching is. I'm not desperate to bring up Andrew Painter right now.
Would you be looking forward to tomorrow night if Andrew Painter was toeing the rubber?
Well, I would definitely be tuning in. That's for sure.
Will you be tuning in
That doesn't mean
night?
I'm like I'm throwing a parade over it.
Well, I would. All right, but then
how are you reacting, DK, if Painter comes up and gets shelled?
Throw him back out there again. We'll see what happens. They just threw Mick Abel out there 7 starts in a row to get shelled.
Mick Abel. Mick Abel.
He does stink.
We thought he was going to make it to the All-Star break. They said, no. We're not about to do that again.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Susan in Maryland. What's up, Susan?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yes, we can.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm a long-time listener. I love your show. First-time caller, though. Driving back from Philly to Annapolis, so that's where I live.
Thanks for calling, Susan.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's great to hear you guys. You guys make me laugh on my drives home. You really do. But I want to weigh in a little bit on the Phillies, and I think it's kind of a tough between concern about being excited about the starting pitching and concern about the offense. I'm kind of neutral on that because I've been to a few of the games where the starting pitching has been so great. Like last Monday night I was there for the Zach when he went 8 innings, I think. But, so that's how I feel about that topic. I'm excited for watching the All-Star game. I kind of think that Trey did get snubbed, in my opinion. And the Legends pitching thing, I don't agree with.
Yeah. This is the thing, Susan. I mean, Trey, I just look at him, and, I mean, to have the most hits in the National League, that's a pretty seismic accomplishment to not make the All-Star game. And, yeah, I mean, it stinks just when one of those Legends picks take away from a guy who's really earned it, like a Sanchez or a Ranger.
Right. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, he's had a great season. He did have his 3,000th strikeout the other day, which obviously everyone was excited about. But I forget who said it, but he is a choker in the playoffs.
Yep, huge choker.
How many times has he choked? I mean,
massive choker.
And I mean, Dodgers, aren't they the number one team right now?
Yep.
So if they get to the playoffs and then he chokes, so he's not a legend then.
Hey, I love the take, Susan. Thanks for the call.
That's awesome.
Thanks for checking in.
Solid logic.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's true. If you're a choker in the playoffs, you're not a legend. He's not a legend anyway.
I mean,
he only has 3,000 strikeouts. How many of those are regular season strikeouts? I mean,
Mickey Mouse, 3,000.
Probably most of them, yeah.
You're going to the Hall of Fame, though, right?
I'm totally kidding.
Well, I'm not. The only year that he actually pitched well.
TK bit on a heater today.
The only year he actually pitched well in the postseason was the COVID year when it was in the bubble anyway.
That's a Mickey Mouse run.
That's a Mickey Mouse title. You got to at least.
Oh my goodness!
That.
I don't believe y'all. They won in the bubble.
We all saw it. Who cares? No.
That's a real title? They played 60 games.
LeBron the one in the bubble.
Another total Mickey Mouse title.
I mean, I hear you. I feel like I'm not going to win this argument, but I ring is.
But I'm surprised you even tried.
I think we can all agree baseball is the most Mickey Mouse of the bubble titles, right? Of the COVID titles.
It all depends on who you talk to.
The most legitimate has got to be the Bucks. Like, that was a real season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The NFL one's the most legitimate. Yeah, the baseball one's probably the most Mickey Mouse. I mean, I will say, like, at least the Dodgers have gone back to the playoffs every other year and won the World Series again.
Yeah.
Like, I think the LeBron one in the bubble might be the most Mickey Mouse.
LeBron says it's the most impressive championship ever.
No, I'm sure he does believe that.
Lemon Pepper Lou went to the strip club to get some wang.
He got kicked out.
Who was the guy? It was like T.J. Warren dropping 50 in the bubble and stuff. Like that whole
Ben
thing
Simmons.
Was a joke.
Yeah, that, yeah. The first game the Sixers played, they played against the Pacers, and T.J. Warren dropped like 50 yeah. on him. Yeah,
yeah, that, very real. Yeah, very real, that yeah. whole thing.
Man, that seems like ages ago. Al Horford was on the Sixers. In the Think about that.
Bubble title.
Let's go to John in Lancaster. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Just trying to make my case for trading Suarez. I started by saying I really like him, but I think at this point, you know, we see guy can't pitch long into the season. They're limiting him to 85 pitches in a regular season game. Guy's a heck of a pitcher, but if you're going to sell high on a guy, and our pitching's great, we know that. But going forward, you bring up Painter. Eventually, you got to bring these guys up anyway. Phillies never do it. Bring them up, let him prove himself. All indications are this guy has major league stuff. Trade Suarez, get the bat we need, because we go into the playoffs, it's going to be the same thing as last year, where we can't drive guys in. If you're going to ask me who that guy is, I don't know. Not sure who. That's not my job. I don't get paid enough for that, but I think now's the time to trade Suarez and get something for him.
Well, John, I understand that the Phillies need a bat, but you can't trade like one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. Like, well, you're just taking away from your greatest strength.
I think if you can do one for one, if you can bring up Painter and think that this guy is a legitimate guy, you don't lose much. But if the ultimate goal is to win a championship, which I hope it is for the Phillies, not just to sell tickets, you got to go get that bat, because these guys, they get all tied up in the playoffs. They looked awful. That series last year was one of the worst performances I've ever seen. And just before you let me go, Q, I went to that game early in the season where Taiwan Walker was pitching. I called in to complain.
Yes.
And for the record, you were exactly right. So I need you to say pretty much the same thing before every Taiwan Walker starts.
Don't encourage him.
I want you to call him back. You nailed it. So
I get lucky every now and then. Yeah. I appreciate you. Appreciate you listening. I really do.
Anyway, but yeah, I like Ranger. I just think that if we're going to be a smart organization, I think looking back a couple years, we'll say guy was a heck of a pitcher, great teammate. Physically, he just fell apart. That's my guess. I could be wrong. But I think now's the time to trade while he's got such tremendous value.
Well, I hear you, John. I appreciate your call. I completely disagree. Like, I would not be looking to trade Ranger Suarez. And even if you're going to let him walk at the end of the year, you need him this year. Like, it's kind of a similar thing to, you know, Jim Bowden, former GM in Major League Baseball, had brought up last week that he still thinks it could be a possibility for the Phillies to trade Nick Castellanos. Well, even if you want to trade Nick Castellanos, you can't afford to trade him. Like, you need that bat in order, just like you need Ranger in the rotation. You can't trade him.
Yeah, and Painter isn't here for a reason. You know, and I know that he had a run early on where people were talking about him potentially coming up and everything, but they've slow played this for a reason. And part of that reason is obviously because of the pitching that we have. And then after that, he kind of hasn't forced his way up yet. I think that's what they're really waiting for. They're trying to make it so that if he's here, he's really forced his way into this lineup. And that hasn't been the case yet.
No, it hasn't. And I think another thing with the Ranger trade component that people keep bringing up that doesn't make sense to me is, just think about it practically. Like, if you're trading Ranger Suarez, the only teams that would want a guy like that are teams that are buying and trying to make a run. So you're not only going to get him for 2 months, because he's going to the open market. Scott Boras is his agent. He's going to sign with whoever is going to give him the highest contract. So it's not like you're getting an inside track on him by trading for him now. And any team that's a contender, that's trying to bring in Ranger Suarez, they're not going to be trading a legit outfield bat or a legit bullpen piece in return. So it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think the risk isn't worth the reward there. Like, I'm with you in that the starting pitching, for me, is the reason why I think that the Phillies can win the World Series this season. You trade Ranger Suarez, you do significant damage to that starting rotation, and you don't know you don't know what you're getting back. I mean, it could be a marginal upgrade. It could be a huge upgrade, but I think the odds of that are low. But then you also run the risk of getting a guy like Austin Hayes last year, who's just a total turd. And then you've taken out a big part of your starting rotation. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and also, I mean, you can't be extremely confident in Lizardo now, who you'd have to slot up ahead in the rotation, whether it's Lizardo or Nola. You don't know what Nola's going to look like when he comes back. So, yeah, I just don't think you can take away from your greatest strength. Like, I understand the thought in theory, but I think, like, practically, when we're really looking at this thing here, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to trade a guy like Ranger. I think what you got to do is, we can look at it a billion different ways at deadline, but what it's gonna come down to is your prospects. Like, that's what teams are going to want. That's what you're going to need to trade.
Yeah, they're gonna want the house.
How many of those guys are you willing to trade? And I would say, Hugh, anybody except Painter, they should be willing to move on from.
That sounds like that's, you know, they feel like he's a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent. So, yeah, that's probably the guy that, you know, you don't want to get rid of. But I'm pretty sure that's probably the first person they're going to ask for.
Definitely.
Yeah, especially if you feel as strongly about your World Series chances as we do, then that's exactly who they're going to ask for.
Yeah, and I mean,
you can't do
that. You have guys like Aiden Miller that maybe could move at the deadline. But, yeah, I think trading from the major league roster – and opening other holes on your team isn't the right solution. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. When we get back, you can get in on all of this with the Phillies in the final hour with us. More worried about the offense, or are you more encouraged by the starting pitching? Plus, when we come back, state my official position on something going on at the station between two of our co-workers here at WIP happening later this week. So we'll get to that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.